We've heard today that we're in for another day of coaches replacing trains. We were expecting those to finish up on Sunday, the 31st. What's the reason behind the extension?
First of all, I'd like to start off with sincerely apologising to passengers on the Ballarat line for the additional day of service changes. And we know how frustrating this is for passengers, and we're extremely apologetic for the late notice that came through last night and the inconvenience caused today. The key to the additional day is the work required to commission the new stabling facility at Manningley, which connects with the existing Ballarat line. And it's taking longer than anticipated due to its incredibly detailed and complex nature of the signalling works that we're undertaking there. So this has thrown up some issues and challenges that we've had to face over the last couple of days, and our crews have been working around the clock to integrate the newly built Manningley stabling facility and its signalling system into the Ballarat line, which is a live operating line. So we always have challenges when it comes to integrating new systems with old systems, and our signalling specialists, as I said, working around the clock to ensure that we integrate this and that we can get trains returned tomorrow.
And so we are expecting the trains to resume as normal from the first service tomorrow morning?
Yeah, so we've continued to work through the night and to ensure that trains at this stage can be returned tomorrow with the first service running in the morning.
Otherwise, how's the progress of the line looking? We've heard that it's generally pretty on track. Are you happy with the progress?
Yeah, so we're very happy with the progress to date. The Ballarat line upgrade has had a massive amount of work that has occurred over the last 18 months. And it's unfortunate this construction blitz recent one had to extend by 24 hours. However, we hope that passengers, when they're travelling on the train, can see all the work that we've carried out on the corridor. We've constructed kilometres of new track. We've moved more than 40,000 cubic metres of earth. We've installed overpass structures at three stations, Balan, Rockbank, and the new station at Cobblebank. And to top it all off, the milestone that we're achieving through this construction blitz is the commissioning of the new stabling site, where trains can now park at the new stabling site at Manningley, and we can now get into Bacchus Marsh and decommission the old stabling site and start working on the new station platform there.
Well, better to take a couple of days now, I guess, than have to keep doing works in the future.
Yeah, we want to ensure that when we return services on the Ballarat line, that we return those safely, and that we can return it with confidence to ensure that the travelling public is able to get on those trains. So we take the time to make sure that we get it right, to test those systems, to run test trains over the corridor to ensure that when we return trains, that it's safe for passengers.